Yes, Mother, I'll try. I really will. Hmm. I'll keep my hands tight in my pockets and my feet close together. And I'll pretend that every word that comes out of the vicar's mouth is like a bullet from the firing squad.
I don't want you to start thinking of church as a firing squad, Teddy.
If it will keep me good, you do. And I will be so good today, Mother. I promise.
Just as you promised last Sunday, when you pulled the bonnet off Mrs. Key's head in the middle of prayer.
She was snoring. I couldn't resist.
Oh, please resist the temptations today.
Yes, Mother.
Now sit in this pew.
But look who's in front of us. That awful Nancy.
Shh.
I can't sit behind her.
Teddy.
She's making faces at me.
Oh, ignore her. Look at your songbook.
Come now, see this silly button. What a funny little toy.
Can you say that again?
And the stories never ceasing from that dreadful button boy.
I hate you!
Oh, Teddy!
I'll try a bit harder to be good.
Oh, you'd better.
This is going to be a severe trial, but I'll pretend I've been gagged.
Better you do it than me.
I even heard him say it clear as day. And I was up in the choir.
You promised me you'd try to be good today.
I did try. I did. And perhaps you'd be pleased to know that my hands and feet were being very still even as I spoke it.
There will be no playing with Sam or any of your friends today. You'll do your chores and go to bed early.
Yes, Mum.
You ought to be thanking your mother. She's not taking a switch to you. That's what I'd have done. Why, with that sort of behaviour, I wouldn't be surprised if the vicar himself asked you not to come back to church.
Do you think he heard?
Well, everyone heard.
And could he actually ban me from church?
He could. And I wouldn't blame him if he did.
I'd be like one of those soldiers, kept away from the enemy's lookout tower, and I'd have to fight my way back in.
Oh, not everything is about being in a battle, my boy. You must learn to behave yourself and act politely and respectfully.
If I were banned by the vicar, no one would like me. Sam or Carrots or Harry. Why, their parents probably wouldn't even let them play with me anymore.
It's a miracle they do now.
Even Mrs. Henry would dislike me and give me more arithmetic problems than anyone else at school. Why, that would be terribly dishonourable to be banned by the vicar, wouldn't it?
Terribly. Oh, now finish your potatoes.
I'll try even harder to be quiet next time, Mother. I promise.
I should hope so.
Think if the Colonel heard about it. Why, he'd be disgraced that a brave soldier's son would behave that way. He can't know about it. Do you think anyone will tell?
I think the best you can do is try harder to behave yourself.
Yes. Yes, that's what I will do. Did the vicar say anything when he left today, Mother?
He mentioned your behaviour. He was none too pleased. Your actions were not honouring to the congregation trying to worship, and even worse, not honouring to God himself.
Mother, do you really think I'll be banned from church?
Well, Reverend Upton is a gracious man. But, Teddy, I wish you would fight as bravely for your own self-control as you do for the honour of your father's button. Then you wouldn't be in this kind of trouble.
I wonder who might be visiting today. Oh, good afternoon, Alfred.
Good afternoon.
Uh-oh, the vicar's messenger.
Oh, dear.
The Reverend Upton has asked me to come and pay a visit here today. Is Mrs. Platt at home?
She is. Please come in.
Thank you. Oh, yes, I see.
Hello, Alfred.
Ah, hello. Yes, the Reverend Upton wanted me to fetch the boy, Teddy, and bring him to the vicarage for tea. And a discussion.
Of course. Teddy, get your hat.
But I think I've I've had enough tea for the day, and I'm rather full after eating all those potatoes.
Teddy.
But please tell Reverend Upton thank you for his kind offer, but...
Get your hat on, young man, and start marching.
Go on, Teddy.
Yes, Mum.
Reverend Upton, The boy is here for tea, Teddy Platt.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Alfred.
I'll show him through. This way, young man.
Hello, Teddy.
Good afternoon, Reverend Upton. I know I said something terrible in church today, and I should never have said I hated that awful Nancy, even if she is the worst enemy ever. But she doesn't believe my button is real, and...
Whoa, slow down there, boy. Take a seat. Have some tea.
Yes, sir.
You're a good reader, Teddy.
Oh, yes, Reverend Upton. One of the best in my class.
Read this for me, then. The first epistle of John, chapter 3, verse 15.
Here it is. Whoever hateth his brother is a murderer.
That will do. What do you think of that?
I think that I'm quite glad Nancy's not my brother.
Oh, I see part of our problem. Do you know that brother means every person in the world, man, woman or child?
Then I deserve to be hanged. But it was Father's button that I cared about. And she didn't believe me a bit and stuck out her tongue. It was like staring the enemy in the face with your hands tied behind your back. It was a severe moment, I tell you.
You want to fight the enemy?
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
Here is something for you to eat with your tea.
Oh, thank you, Alfred.
This looks tasty.
Would you care for some tea cakes and strawberry jam? I see we also have some plum cake.
Does every boy who causes trouble get treats like this? I'm finding I don't mind it so much.
Well, now we must speak seriously, man to man.
Indeed.
Your father was a very brave soldier.
Yes, sir. Very. Have I told you the story of when he fought through 24 enemies with just his sword?
You have, many times. As I recall, you told me he died while saving the flag and another soldier.
Yes. Do you want me to tell you about it again?
Not right now, Teddy. Do you want to grow up to be a brave soldier like your father?
Oh, more than anything. But I haven't an enemy. And Mother won't let me get one.
There's another little verse in God's Word I'd like you to read. Ah, here we are. Read here.
His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. Is this banner the flag, sir?
Yes. The Lord's flag is unlike any other. Raised high, he charged through the enemy lines and rescued us with his love.
But how can anyone fight with a flag?
The king doesn't fight with weapons of hate. He fights with his banner of love.
He was in a battle. Was he ever wounded like Father?
He was not only wounded, he died like your father. It appeared that the enemy had won. It was a frightening day. The sun went dark, the ground quaked, mothers cried, and even the enemy soldiers were afraid. But something happened 3 days later that brought us victory.
How could you have victory if he was dead?
Well, that's the best part of the story. He rose from the dead and became King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Really? Where is he now?
Wherever his followers are. And now it is our assignment to carry his banner of love.
Do you think he'd let me carry the colours when I'm old enough?
Only his true followers can carry the colours. And it doesn't matter how old you are. But it's not easy, son. There are many wounded soldiers and, sadly, many deserters.
I would never retreat when facing my enemy. But I do think I'm a bit young. Perhaps I could be a drummer boy.
The king is looking for soldiers, and the younger the better.
You mean I could enlist now?
That's right. God has opened up the ranks to all ages, young and old, as long as they ask him directly. You'll need a full pardon, you know. The pardon for sins, for working for the enemy...
How do I receive my pardon?
It's free, for everyone who asks and believes. Do you believe that King Jesus died for you?
Yes, sir. I have no reason to doubt it. And I'll enlist at once. Where do I sign up?
Well, first you must tell God all about yourself. And don't be in a hurry. Kneel down quietly somewhere. Tell him that you've been fighting on the enemy's side, but now you're asking for his pardon, his forgiveness. Then tell God you want him to enlist you and give yourself right up to him for now and forever.
If I enlist, shall I have to be God's soldier forever and ever, till I am an old man of 100 with white hair and no teeth?
Would you rather be a soldier of the enemy?
Oh, no, sir.
You're quite right to think it over. I would rather you didn't decide too hastily.
I think I should like to enlist. But who shall I have to fight? Are these real enemies or only make-believe?
I will tell you about your enemies after you've enlisted. I can show you a very real one that is your worst enemy if you return.
Can you? A real live one?
A real live one indeed. Before you go now, I'd like to pray with you. Kneel down with me, son. Loving Father, another lamb I bring thee. Guide him in his decision. And if he enters thy fold, grant that his name may be written in your book of life, and that he may fight a good fight of faith and love. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Now, go home, think about it, and let me know what you decide.